Welcome into another edition of WagerWise here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and online at KGYMRadio.com, where you can always find the WagerWise podcast. Comes to you every Wednesday, courtesy of Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Todd Bromelkamp and Alex Kuhn, along with Jay Foster, who joins us from the Quad Cities. And Jay, it's so great to have football back. I know the Hawkeyes are struggling. I know some people's NFL teams in week one underperformed, but this is a great time of year to be a sports bettor.
Absolutely. There's so much for us to talk about. I don't know how we're going to do it in the amount of time we normally do it, but we're going to do our best. Gentlemen, I appreciate you having me on.
Well, Jay, let's start with a Sunday night game, and I know a lot of people in the region are very excited for week two, Bears versus Packers. The Bears going on the road after getting the victory over the 49ers in week one, and the Packers in a familiar place coming off of a week one loss.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess we should all learn from the lesson years ago, and I say it like years ago, but really just a few years ago, and that's the Aaron Rodgers, the R-E-L-A-X, right, relax type of thing. They are 10-point home favorites against the Bears. Like you said, the Bears are 1-0. The Packers are 0-1. But this is still the Packers, a team that's won the division the last three seasons and eight of the last 10 years. So and it could have been a different game. I mean, it might have been a little bit different if Christian Watson didn't drop a potential 75-yard touchdown pass in the first play for the Packers. But nevertheless, they lost 23-7 on the road to the Vikings. And the Bears won in a monsoon. Justin Fields threw two touchdown passes in the second quarter, the second half to lead the Bears past the 49ers. What's there to be saying this? I mean, it's up in Green Bay, but realistically it comes down to Aaron Rodgers, right? 22-5 straight up against the Bears, 20-7 against the spread in his career. That's say it all right there. If you're looking at where you think the money should go, that's where we're going to see it going. Now who knows if it's going to go up or down or whatever else, but it tends a lot where it's at. So we'll see, but those numbers right there, 22-5 straight up, 20-7 against the spread, that's Aaron Rodgers. And we'll see. We'll get to find out if these Bears are for real or not.
What about tomorrow's Thursday night football game, Jay? The Chargers are in Kansas City at Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs. The total has climbed to 54.5. I've seen some people say that it needs to go higher. I've seen a lot of other people say that the under is the play there. Right now, Kansas City is a 4.5-point home favorite.
Yeah, this is a one that's actually gone up. It was an open up. The look-ahead line was -3. This is always a great game, by the way. And some people may look at, like, this is why they don't like Thursday night games, because this is, like, the game of the week. But it's still in prime time, and we should look, you know, keep that in mind when that happens here. So it's going to be a great game on Thursday night. And like you said, open up at 3. It's up to 4.5. Maybe might seem 5. Really, we're seeing a lot of money coming in from the public, and that is basically a lot to do with they saw the Kansas City Chiefs take out the Cardinals. They saw what the Chargers did, and not so much as dominating as the Chiefs were. But the other big thing here why it's moving is, you know, Keenan Allen is likely going to miss the game, according to one report, and J.C. Jackson was listed as DNP on Monday's practice for the Chargers. So Chargers do have some type of, like, way to look at it if you want to bet them. They've won straight up and against the spread 3 of the last 4 times in Arrowhead, and including the last 2 games. But Kansas City is 6-1 against the spread in their last 7 games at home. So it's going to be an interesting one. I think the 4.5, I don't like that too much, but it's not saying that I want the Chiefs going that direction as well. So I do agree with you. I like what you said, some reports. I actually like the over, even though the unders hit in all of the primetime games in week one, but I like the over.
Jay, I've been staring at this next game all week. The New England Patriots looked bad in week one. The Dolphins dispatched of them pretty easily. And now they have to go on the road to Pittsburgh and face a Steelers team that forced 5 Joe Burrow turnovers a week ago. And they're a favorite in this contest. The total's at 40.5 points.
Yeah, you know, the public is a little bit shocked to see that the Patriots are being favored in this, and they are kind of hammering the Steelers as a short home dog. But despite 78% of the bets backing the Steelers, the line hasn't moved off the -1.5, which is signaling a sharp line freeze on the Patriots. So even though the public is betting more the Patriots, we're seeing money coming in. I mean, they're betting the Steelers, excuse me. We're seeing money coming in on the Patriots. So right now the Patriots at a -120 on the money line. And just a little trend for you, though, teams coming off a 10-point loss or more in week one have gone 40-25 against the spread in week two over the past decades. decade. There is injury concerns here. You know, quarterback Mac Jones got a little banged up. He is expected to play, and the Steelers will be without T.J. Watt. So it is a situation here that the Patriots are getting sharp money. But keep an eye on that line, see if it will go down, and pay attention to that. The look ahead before the season started was at -1, so it has moved a little bit since then towards the Patriots.
All right, Jay, what about Arizona and the Raiders? Derek Carr looked pretty underwhelming in the first week, but the Raiders are a 5.5-point favorite at home against Arizona Sunday afternoon. 51.5 is the total there.
Yeah, this is another bet that the Sharps are looking at as well. The before the season even started, this was Raiders at -3.5. So, I mean, Cardinals -3.5. Now it's up to -3.5 Cardinals. So, but as this week came in, this line to open up as 3-point favorites. Pros have laid the points with the Raiders at home, beating Vegas, you know, but the Las Vegas is receiving 49% of the bets, but 69% of the money. So, signaling a 20% sharp money bet discrepancy in the favor of the Raiders. So, the Cardinals have some several key injuries in their defensive backfield, which might go towards Carr, help him out, and, you know, and his strong offensive weapons. So that's one to look at, and that's one the Sharps like as well.
The Ravens and Lamar Jackson coming off of a trouncing of the Jets in week one will face the Miami Dolphins, who we mentioned earlier coming off of that big win over the New England Patriots. The Ravens, as I said, 3.5-point favorites, and the total is at 44.5 points, Jay.
Yeah, so this one is, well, here's a little bit of a change in this. The look-ahead line was at 4. It opened up this week at 4. It's been down to 3.5. The public has sort of split down the middle on this one. They're around 52% towards the Ravens, so 48 the other way. But despite the even betting, the line has fallen from 4 to 3.5. So lines really shouldn't move that much if tickets are split unless we're seeing some sharp money coming in and grabbing the points with the Dolphins at 4. So try to pay attention a little bit to that. It's a situation that maybe I don't think you're going to get it at 3. I think the hook is going to stay there. But you might want to throw that in on some teasers here and there. And that's something to look at if you like the Ravens or if you like the Dolphins. You know, you could throw it in there as well. But the hook is something if you're back in the Ravens this week. Another thing to mention is the total has dropped from 46 to 44. And both teams went under easily in week one. So something to look at that if their trends continue that way for those two teams.
One more NFL game to get to. I know you want to touch on some baseball today. We're going to make everybody wait for the Hawkeyes and Wolfpack until the end of the segment. But how about the Buccaneers and the Saints game this weekend? I know you want to talk about this one. The Saints are a 3-point underdog at home. Buccaneers, you got everything going on with Tom Brady right now. Total in that game, 44.5.
Yeah, you know, this is a game I do have circled quite a bit because Saints have the Buccaneers' number. I mean, that's just the way it is right now. They swept them last year. Brady has had a tough time with them and also in New Orleans and at home against them. You know, I think if anything, we need to learn, like from Malcolm X, who once said, history is a man's memory, and without a memory, we are demoted to lower animals. And I think it's just a matter of the public has saw that the Saints, you know, struggled. They had to come back against Atlanta, and it's Tom Brady, and you don't bet against Tom Terrific. And the public is all over them, laying a short number. However, despite 72% of the bets taking Tampa Bay, the line has held here at 3, but the juice is down to -105. So there is a sharp reverse line movement here on the Saints, and the pros are grabbing the home dog with the key number 3. I would not be shocked if this thing goes to down to 2.5 before we get to kickoff. So again, like I said, the Saints are 4-1 straight up against spread against the Brady-led Buccaneers, and the under is also something that the pros have gotten in on. They've dropped that down from it opened up at 46.5, now it's down to 44.5, like you said. So I'm in on that. And I know a couple weeks ago we didn't follow up. I told you about getting a lock, getting a teaser, getting an upset of the week. I am in on New Orleans on this game. That's my lock this week. I'm going to take the points and roll with it. I know I told you that the pros are in on the Patriots, but I'm going with the upset, the Steelers at home as the home dogs. And then in the teaser, I'm throwing in, this is at +140. It was a 6.5-point teaser. I'm moving Jacksonville up to 10.5, the Carolina Panthers up to 8.5, and I'm bringing the 49ers down to -3. So that's a 6.5-point three-team teaser at +140. So there's just some insight of what I'm moving on this week.
Well, Jay, let's get the Sharps perspective on some Major League Baseball action. The Milwaukee Brewers took game one of their series against the Cardinals. The same two teams will meet tonight. It'll be Adam Wainwright against Corbin Burns.
That is the biggest deal. You just said the name. Adam Wainwright, Yadier Molina, and then, of course, you got Albert Pujols with his chase for 700 home runs. But Wainwright and Molina are going to be starting their 325th game together. That's going to be passing Mickey Lolich and Bill Freehand of the Detroit Tigers from 1963 to 1975 for the most ever by a pitcher-catcher duo. So what a great game. Why not bet on the Cardinals when it comes to this? They are home dogs. They are getting plus 1.5 runs here, and it's only 1.5 money line. The Sharps are betting the Cardinals at just over 60%, but they are taking the public is and the pros are both taking the plus 1.5. The pros are around 66%. We're seeing the tickets come in, and 77% of the money coming in on the home dog Cardinals on a historic night, possible it is, and then even more with Albert Pujols. So that's just a game to highlight there and one to look at. There's a couple others out there if you want me to touch on briefly.
Well, we've got the Dodgers clinched last night, so the automatic bet is the Arizona Diamondbacks today, right? You take the team that's playing, the team that clinched, even though the Dodgers are the best team in baseball, you think that they're going to be a little hungover, literally and figuratively. They start to play some of the backups. So I know the number is pretty short on that. I think I saw plus 105 or almost even money earlier today on the Diamondbacks. I don't think anybody's thinking baseball right now, Jay. I think people have a lot of questions about the Hawkeyes. They're playing a team in Nevada this weekend that looks like it should be a get-right game for Iowa. They've struggled to score offensively, and yet they're a 23-point favorite in this game on Saturday. Is there any way you can justify laying the points and taking the Hawkeyes Saturday night?
Absolutely not. There's just no way. If you're betting this game, this is the one thing that you can look at it and Iowa wins this. Let's say, worst case scenario, Iowa loses this game, okay? But if you bet on it, you take the points and you take Nevada, at least you walked away with a little change in your pocket. Then Iowa wins, skates through a little bit again. You're a little frustrated, but you have change in your pocket. You lose this bet, Iowa wins. You feel good about yourself because maybe the offense is on their way. This is a win-win-win. If you give up the points here, if you're an Iowa fan, you can justify losing that money. If Iowa goes on to win 24-0, you know, 27-3 or something like that, you can justify losing that money and say, well, that was money well invested to see that offense is back on their way. So I gave you every reason to give up, to take the points and take the 23. I could not at all be motivated to bet Iowa in this game, not one bit. And that's an Iowa fan in me is also saying that. So there's just absolutely no way. What do you guys think?
I wouldn't go anywhere near the Hawkeyes with a 10-foot pole unless you're touching the totals. I think
not a chance.
If you're betting the Hawkeye football this year, totals are the way to go.
Yeah, and just under, right? Keep
well,
going
the
under,
the
under.
Over's going to hit eventually. You can't just
of course.
Can't just keep going back to the golden goose, but so far, yeah, the unders have been pretty good, and we'll see what happens at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday night with Nevada coming to town before the Big Ten schedule gets underway for the Hawkeyes. Jay, great stuff as always. We look forward to talking
with you. Can I leave you with one more thing, gentlemen?
Oh, you can always leave us with one more thing, Jay.
Survivor picks. Last year we talked about it. We wrote it all the way in. I'm 1-2 in Survivor Leagues. I lost in the 49ers. I took the Ravens. I'm assuming most people probably that are still listening about Survivor picks are on something like the Ravens as well. 40% of people got knocked out of all Survivors over week one. So here's this is the formula that I normally like, and I know I didn't follow it last week, but usually I like a home team and out of the division, and I like them to be favored, obviously. So this week you got Cleveland versus the Jets. They're -6 there at home. You got the Rams that you can take there at home. They're -10.5. Denver Broncos, I mean, that was a fluke game with Seattle, sorry. Denver's at home, they're -10, and the Bills are at home, -10, all playing outside of their division. So those are things to look at if you're still on the fence of what your Survivor's going to be.
I didn't bring up Survivor because I got knocked out last week. I got cued. I thought I'd go with the Indianapolis Colts tie game. Mm-hmm. Knocked me out. So
fun.
Last year I made it to the top three. This year I'm out in week one. Okay, Jay, one last thing. We appreciate it. That's a regular part of the segment each week. One last thing with Jay Foster.
Sure.
We'll talk with you next week, okay?
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Jay Foster joining us courtesy of Elite Sportsbook, Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Never easier to get an account at EliteSportsbook.com than it is right now or tomorrow or the next day. It's easy every day. Just go to EliteSportsbook.com, click the Join Now button in the upper right-hand corner. They'll walk you through everything that you need to do in order to set up an account. You can make your deposits from the comfort of your own home. You can make withdrawals from the comfort of your own home. And they still have the new sign-up bonus active, 100% risk-free bet up to $500. Make sure you read the terms and conditions, but it's a great way to build your bankroll. You make that first bet. If it's a winner, you've maybe doubled your money, depending on what you bet on, where the juice is at. But if you lose, Elite's going to give you an opportunity to make that money back in the form of a free bet. That'll do it for WagerWise. Again, if you joined us late, we always post WagerWise as a standalone podcast. You can find it at kgymradio.com.